Most standard household cleaning products contain 20 dangerous chemicals. Put the days of worrying about harmful toxins behind you with Eden Pure's household cleaning kit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie to save $50 on the Eden Pure household cleaning kit.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind.
At your official statement?
It's false.
As the data evolved and evolutionary virologists began to look at the data, it looked much more likely that was a lab.
He said it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At the same time, take-home pay for workers has gone up.
Well, got any more.
One of the standouts in this report is a weak wage number.
And even with Twitter, you cannot find actual evidence of any direct government censorship of any lawful speech.
Wait for it.
I'll give you one. Hey, folks, one in two. Use the term Mr. Goldman just used. One in two flag, the below tweet, and I'm wondering if we can get moving on the process for having it removed ASAP.
Boom, roasted.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It is not a slow news Friday. I don't know what there's going to be for news dumps later in the afternoon, but news is happening as we speak. And the biggest story of the day, we got a tip-off on it yesterday afternoon from John, our Wall Street caller from New York. He wanted it to let us know about the problems that were rattling the markets. Silicon Valley Bank, it's a huge bank in California, obviously. It's a $62 billion failure, and it has failed today. They were trying to put together a deal to sell bonds, to keep it going, et cetera, et cetera. But the headline this afternoon, it's the lead story now in the Wall Street Journal on a Friday afternoon, Silicon Valley Bank collapses following run on deposits. Second biggest failure in U.S. banking history, comma, rattling investors. Certainly wasn't a rattling depositors at the bank that the mailroom manager and I use. People were coming trying to get cash out of the bank. Our bank, it's not this bank, but it's a bank in California with a lot of high-tech investments. They stopped trading on the markets. They stopped trading on a number of banking stocks this afternoon just to deal with it. And I don't want to panic anybody because, you know, they do have FDIC insurance and everything under $250,000 is insured by the feds for what that's worth, but it is it's not a good sign when this happens.
Don't look because, now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
I asked the guys at Newsmax. I said, you wouldn't happen to have anything you know, from It's a Wonderful Life, you know, after Mr. Potter tries to crash the savings and loan, or you know, some of the there are a number of 30s movies. They had lots of runs on banks. You know, even in the like 1980s, you had people that didn't have bank accounts, just that remembered those days. And again, I'm not saying it's that bad now, but it's not a good sign. And you know what's another interesting thing is that the mainstream media is giving this a good leaving alone. Something tells me that if Donald Trump were president and you'd had the second largest bank crash in American history, this would be an indictment, another grim milestone of his insane economic policies. But now it's just it's like the Proud Boys trial in Washington. The biggest January 6th trial was halted yesterday afternoon. You know why? Because the defense attorneys discovered that the FBI had been withholding evidence. You know what the evidence? Some of it was, according to the various very fragmentary news reports. Because again, none of the wire services or the mainstream networks or deep state newspapers are reporting this. Apparently, the FBI was sending emails back and forth about whether or not they were going to fabricate evidence against the Proud Boys.
This is your FBI.
So the trial has been in recess while the judge considers the motions to throw everything out. Now, again, I don't know. It kind of depends on who appointed this judge. You know, I know we don't have Democrat or Republican judges, but we do have Obama judges and Trump judges, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we'll get to all this stuff. But the regulators shut down Silicon Valley Bank after a bank run doomed the tech lender's plans to raise capital, with the FDIC, Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, taking control. SVB collapsed at warp speed after it announced a big loss on bond holdings, tanking its stock and sparking withdrawals. And again, most people listening to this show anyway don't have deposits there. But the fact is, though, unlike the collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried's kleptocurrency, as I call it, I mean those were people who were just putting money in as an investment. I mean, everybody in a modern society basically needs a bank. Although, again, I used to know people that didn't use banks for these reasons, because they remembered the old days and the Depression. And everybody needs a bank, and now all of a sudden there are people that are out a lot of money, or that have been trying to get the money out. And there are already all kinds of stories, sidebar type stories to what's been going on. And I'm just looking at some headlines from the New York Post here. Silicon Valley Bank spiral sparks panic throughout $52 billion banking sector. Then here's one. Tech CEO with at least $10 million in Silicon Valley Bank. Worst 18 hours of my life. There's a branch of Silicon Valley Bank in New York City. Guess what happened today? There was a run, a literal run, like an old black and white movie, on the bank. I'm just looking at the headline now from the New York Post. NYPD call to Silicon Valley bank branches. Depositors attempt to pull out cash. Did Biden talk about any of this today at his press conference? Because this, again, this story had been percolating for about 18 hours when he went before the microphones. And I'm sure none of the cream of the national political press corps thought to inquire about this or the latest FBI scandal involving the Proud Boys, because, you know, it goes against the narrative. You know, they're apparatchiks of the Democrat Party. Some venture capital investors advise startups to pull money out of the bank to avoid losses should the bank fail. There's a woman, she's the head of the LA-based maternity care startup Ruth Health. Her name is Allison Greenberg. She was in a meeting on Thursday afternoon when she got a frantic email from a seed investor, one of the initial investors in her startup. It basically said, things are imploding at SVB. It's urgent that you get your money out.
This is a pickle, George. This is a pickle.
The meeting came to an abrupt halt. Ms. Greenberg called the investor, who answered the phone out of breath. The investor told her to get as much money out of the bank as she possibly could. Another Ruth Health co-founder, by a woman by the name of Audrey Wu, began making transfers out of the company's account out of different denominations, hoping not to trip up any automated systems that would flag the transactions and potentially delay them. What a mess this is, huh? 844-500-4242. But, you know, there's...
George, are you all right? Do you need any police?
That, of course, is Mr. Potter, also known as Lionel Barrymore, talking to George Bailey, also known as Jimmy Stewart. Clarence the Angel and all the depositors in the savings and loans saved George Bailey's bank, SNL. But now in America, we live in, what were they going to change the name to? Potterville? We live in Potterville now. Lionel Barrymore he considers himself very woke, but Mr. Potter is running the show, and he's a lot more of a rotten, nasty, mean person than the original Mr. Potter ever dreamed of being. 844-500-4242. Oh my goodness! Someone says SVB bought one of our local banks here in Boston, which by the way has a branch on Washington Street in Wellesley, where I live. I wonder. I did not know that. I'm gonna have to check into that. 844. They have branches in Boston and Newton as well, I'm told. 844-500-4242. 207 says, aren't multiple transfers to avoid tripping alarms called structuring, and isn't that illegal? When you're trying to get your own money out of a bank that's about to go belly up, I think it's okay. That's as your attorney, I advise you to continue taking as much money out of that bank as you can. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. By the way, this is a good time for me to read the monetary gold spot, because this is when you begin to think, you may think you got a lot of money, but you kind of got to wonder sometimes, especially with Brandon in control and the Democrats trying to crash everything. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. Just look at what's happening today. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults or before your bank shuts down for a while. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
I got $2,000. Here's $2,000. This will tide us over to the bank reopens. All right, Tom, how much do you need?
According to the mailroom manager, they were all demanding to take $10,000 out of that at the bank. They were freaking out. Because I guess CNBC and some of these financial networks were covering this, and people were beginning to lose it. And by the way, I just got a text. I just wanted to check it out. Boston Private Bank and Trust. They have a branch. They have a branch in Wellesley on the Main Street, Boston, Newton. They're all over the place. They were just sold to SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. We'll take your calls in just a moment. Full lines. This has more impact than I thought it did. Thanks again to John, who called us and gave us the tip yesterday about this. With rising inflation, food and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23%. On your order. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who poses the greatest threat to the survival of the Republic? Russia, Red China, ISIS, Iran, Muslim terrorists, MAGA Republicans, or the Democrat Party?
Democrat Party.
82% say the Democrat Party, 13% say Red China, 4% say MAGA Republicans, and 1% say Russia.
What percent did the terrorists get?
Zero.
Zero? Wow, how soon we forget. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. Can you hear me, please?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Howie, I live in Ashland. I've been a customer of Boston Private Bank, and it's now SVB Private, as you know.
Yeah.
For 23 years. And let me tell you, it used to be the greatest bank in the world. These people would do anything for you. They were the Nordstrom of banks. They were great. And as soon as this outfit bought the bank, everything went down the toilet. I swear to God, all my transactions got screwed up. Wire transfers got screwed up. They changed a lot of stuff adversely affecting me. And
what's happened today, though, John? Have you called them today or tried to go down and get some money out?
I was listening to Steve Bannon this morning, and they led with the story. So I tried to call the bank. No answer at branch one. No answer at branch two. No answer at branch three.
They told them, the Wall Street Journal got a memo. They're telling them all to work from home until further notice.
I don't doubt it. It was a mob scene there. I drove to the one in Wellesley, and I think you're a little familiar with
it. I am. I drive by it every night when I'm or I used to drive by it when I worked in Brighton. Yeah, I know where it is.
So anyway, I got my dog with me, right? Because I'm there, let's go for a ride. So I got my dog with me. I get there. There's like 150 people in line, right?
There really? Is the door locked?
No, the door's locked. They won't let you in. They won't answer the phone. They won't let you in. They're letting one person in every half hour. And it takes about a half hour, and then they let them out. And then I'm there, and we're asking the people when they come out, did they give you any cash? No. What did they give you? Well, they gave us a wire. They let us do a wire. But the people in line are telling me, I tried to do a wire, and it came back canceled. So instead of subjecting my dog to the ignominy of laying in the car all day, I said, screw this, and I left. But I understand, you know, I don't have a whole lot of money there because I went to a divorce in Massachusetts. That's
right.
Enough.
I know. I know what it's like. I'm sorry, John. I know exactly. I can't imagine what the line must look like. I'd never expected to see something like that. I mean, just the name alone. Boston Private Bank and Trust. Not like private in the military, like private, like you hoi polloi can't come in there. And to have a line outside, it's disappointing, shall we say. Thanks for the call, John. I hope you get your money. I hope your dog's okay. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Howie, great show. I always enjoy your views. Yeah, Boston Private was a boutique bank, so it really only catered to, you know, none of our senators' neighbors that they represent. It only represented high wealth people. But
right.
I just want
the carriage
to say,
trade, as they used to say.
Yeah, right. But I want to say we're not really having it's an unfortunate situation, crypto and big money pulling out of there, but I don't think we're in a situation where people aren't going to get their money. I mean, they got to shift over. The FDIC took over, and it'll be business as usual on Monday morning, you know, as long as, you know, you're below the insurance limits. For those with over a million,
right.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
I know it's easy to chuckle, and I wouldn't be affected even if my bank was in trouble like SVB is or a Boston Private, but it's still pretty scary because this kind of contagion can spread, and that's what they worried about with Bear Stearns or Lehman Brothers. You know, this is you got to stop this thing. And by the way, they have set the FDIC has set up a I think some kind of the bank is based in Santa Clara, and they've set up a Santa Clara bank to handle all of the whatever it is, the hassles, the headaches. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're talking about the closure of Silicon Valley Bank, SVB. And believe it or not, the Herald has a pretty decent story about it. They sent somebody, a photographer and a reporter, out to Wellesley, to the branch on Washington Street. That last caller, John, was right. There are a lot of people out there. And they also have branches, a couple in Boston, one on State Street, one in Post Office Square. They got one in Beverly. They got one in Grove Street in Newton. Like, it seems like almost half their branches that they have are in Massachusetts, mainly, I guess, because they took over Boston Private. And also because this is a high-tech financial area as well. Let's see. A local police officer exited the branches, the bank's branch in Wellesley, around 11:35 a.m. today to announce to the throng of people desperate to get access to their savings that the FDIC had closed the bank. They have created the FDIC has created the Deposit Insurance National Bank of Santa Clara, to which the FDIC said it immediately transferred all insured deposits. Up to $250,000, but a lot of these startups, you know, they make you put the money into their bank. You know, that's part of the deal of getting a few million or however many million to get your tech company off the ground. So a lot of these people are at great risk. The number to call, by the way, if you have a question, is 866-799-0959. That's 866-799-0959. You can get all this information in the story I just tweeted out. The Wellesley branch crowd was angry but more confused. They asked for a Silicon Valley bank representative to confirm the news, and so bank representative Dennis Stairs came out and did so. Could they at least access their safety deposit boxes, someone asked. No, Stairs told them. The bank was closed. Oh, boy. It's a scene playing out in towns across the country following the bank's Thursday meltdown when its stock fell off the cliff, dropping 60% in one day. Least they could do, this is a quote from a guy from Ashland, John McPartland III. Least they could do is open the door, tell people what's going on. This is a harbinger of what's coming next, pal. We're heading lower, probably toward a depression, he added. Lou Murray was inside the bank as the FDIC announced its closure. I know a guy named Lou Murray. I wonder if it's the same one. He's not from Wellesley. It was all at once funereal feeling as well as a frantic energy in the bank with tellers and managers rushing to and fro to cut the last few cashier's checks for people to close their accounts. Yeah, we've all seen it in the movies. Mostly black and white movies, but maybe it's now going to return to Netflix or Hulu.
That might be Lou Murray. He's always on the scene. That could very easily be him. Maybe he's just checking it out.
Yeah, West Roxbury is not that far from Wellesley.
I'll find out. I'll shoot him a text. I'll find out if he was there.
Yeah, tell them we need more on the scene reports here for what's going. I mean, I'm not discounting the significance of this, but it is kind of, you know, history repeating itself here. Kind of interesting.
Well, Howie, I mean, Wellesley's not far from here.
No, it isn't.
Do you want me to do a little quick drive-by, figure out what's going on? I could.
Yeah, if you got time. I mean, I'll bet there's still people, milling around the bank.
Yeah, I'll do a quick drive-by after this.
Yeah. Okay, you know where it is, right? Washington Street.
Yes, very familiar.
Yeah, okay. All right,
go
ahead.
From my days of being the mailroom manager's assistant, I remember Wellesley very well. tech CEO with at least $10 million in SVB says, it's the worst 18 hours of my life. So this is a CEO from a Boston-based health and wellness company, and it's called Farmbox RX. I had never heard of it before, but her name is Ashley Tierner. And she said that she had been frantically trying to reach her banker at SVB, the California-based lender that is teetering on the brink of collapse. And she also told the Post that she'd been experiencing...
Oh, it does? Okay, yeah. Uncle Billy won't even be outside at this time of day then.
The branch in Wellesley closes at 2.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, the audience didn't hear that, though.
Oh.
She told the Post...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking to the audience as well. The bank...
I was confused.
Grace is not going to have to go there because the Wellesley branch closes at 2.
I'll use my little break to go to McDonald's instead.
Okay.
And maybe leech off some free Wi-Fi. She told the Post that she'd been experiencing the worst 18 hours of her life. On Friday, the FDIC said regulators have shut down the bank to protect insured deposits after the bank's parents, SVB Financial, had reportedly tapped outside advisors. She said it was pure and utter panic. So a lot of the people involved in this, Howie, as you know, they're not only startup people, but a lot of them are Boston-based. Because we have a lot of startups in Boston.
Well, and also they took over Boston Private Bank and Trust. And that's like, according to these the reports I'm seeing, that like almost half the branches that they have are our old Boston Private Bank and Trust. A Wellesley resident and 41-year-old business owner named Peter, who preferred not to share his last name, went straight out to the Wellesley branch after he saw the morning bulletin from the Journal to take out at least some of the money in his business account to keep cash flowing for his business and to pay his employees. Right now, there are a couple of people that have told me that tried to do here. They were in the line who tried to do a wire transfer that was canceled and denied by the bank. This sounds like what was going on with SBF.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just awful.
You know, just 2 or 3 months ago. And then he said, it reminds me of a wonderful life. Let's hope it doesn't get to that. Within roughly an hour, Peter had tried calling that FDIC number 3 to 4 times. That's the one I just gave you. And again, you can get it just by going to the tweet I sent out, and told the Herald that he had been placed on hold for several minutes. Stop me if you've heard that one before. He'd been placed on hold for several minutes each time before the call was dropped. What a mess.
Well, listen to this, Howie. This woman, Ashley Tierner, she said, all panic broke loose on Thursday afternoon when senior members of her management team called her with an urgent request. She said, my COO actually initiated a wire. She immediately started texting me, telling me, you have to go approve this wire. When I went to log in to approve the wire, the system was completely crashed. It would not let anybody in.
Mm. 508 says, Howie, did you say another bank in the past crashed like this once? Was there some kind of ripple effect, or was it a sign of things to come on a national level? The bank was called Washington Mutual. I can keep it in my mind. They used to have my mortgage. Of course, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, mortgages were being sold all the time, so a bunch of banks had the mortgages. But Washington Mutual crashed in 2007, and you can do the math, 508. You know, I mean, a year later, we had the giant financial crash.
Yeah, I don't think anyone feels good when these things happen. Doesn't make you feel very secure. I feel really bad for these people, though, because that is just, you must just have a pit in your stomach when all this is unfolding. Howie, in other news, Twitter users erupt at IRS as the IRS calls for thieves to report stolen income. Joe Biden actually talked about the IRS today and how he's surprised Republicans don't want 87,000 new IRS agents. And when they're doing work like this, who could imagine we wouldn't want them? According to IRS publication 525, taxpayers are legally required to report the value of whatever property they stole during the tax year. Here's the actual quote. If you steal property, you must report its fair market value in your income in the year you steal it, unless in the same year you return it to its rightful owner.
You mean, does this cover illegal aliens like that crew of Guatemalans that have been robbing Home Depots of all their copper wiring up and down the East Coast?
No, I don't think so.
Do they have to report their earnings too?
I think they're exempt.
Yeah, they're illegal aliens, undocumented Democrats.
Yes. And actually, on that note, Howie, since you brought it up, New York City mayor is floating a plan to send migrants to college for free, courtesy of taxpayers footing potential $1.2 million bill. There was a lot of talk, too.
Sometimes, folks, you need to see the actual headline. And I'm holding up the front page of the New York Post right now for today. Tuition, room, and border. Adams wants to send migrants, also known as illegal aliens, to state college for free. You know why, Grace? Because if the state college is picking up the tab and they're committing crimes on the college campuses, he doesn't have to worry about them anymore in the city.
Yeah, I was watching TV today. I can't even remember where I saw this quote, but they were interviewing people in New York, and somebody said, so this is their solution because they're running out of rooms, is just to put them up in colleges. And I was thinking, yeah. And when you really think about the brain power happening in New York City, it's not their worst idea. And the blueprint is named...
Say what you will about Eric Adams. This isn't his fault. You know? I mean, he didn't do this.
Yeah.
He may have just, you know, looked the other way when it started, but this is not totally on him.
But my problem with Eric Adams is that he loves to demonize other governors like DeSantis and Ducey and all of these other governors, and he tries to say that they're using immigrants as props. But Howie, if you read the fine print of the blueprint, which is called The Road Forward, it says the city is in the early stage of being able to assist asylum seekers in relocating to their preferred city of choice, which to me, and of course, it's going to cost money to do that. The reticketing process is going to cost $25 million for the resettlement of certain families.
Right.
But that sounds like when this was DeSantis doing it, we were told it was human trafficking. And now that it's Eric Adams, it's reticketing and relocation.
Eric Adams has got to go to one of those posh midtown hotels that they're all in, you know, committing crimes and drinking booze and selling fentanyl and, you know, shoplifting. And he's got to go to them and say, I'm going to give you guys your two choices where to go, all of you amigos. You can go to your first or your second choice. Your second choice is New York City. Your first choice is anywhere else.
Yeah, he's really...
Everyone will be sent to your first choice.
He's really losing his patience. Every time I see a clip of him, like a couple of months ago, he was at the border and he was saying, you know, there's all this disinformation getting out there that if you come to New York City, you'll be put up in a hotel. And I was thinking, just because you don't like that's getting out there doesn't
and then they,
mean
then
it's
they cut to a sidebar there. The MS-13 gangbangers ordering room service caviar from the Row Hotel.
Right. Like, it's not disinformation. People are at the Watson. They're staying there. What about that is fake news? Nothing. He just doesn't like it, which means he can call it disinformation. Howie, I will not be going to the bank, but I will be back at 5:30 for police blotter facts.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Could your household cleaning products be making you sick? Most standard household cleaning products contain 20 dangerous chemicals. While you know not to inhale these noxious fumes, sneaky toxins can creep onto the surfaces you touch, in the clothes you wear, even in the air you breathe. Put the days of worrying about harmful toxins behind you with Eden Pure's household cleaning kit. Eden Pure offers an all-natural commercial-grade formula adapted for customer use in laundry detergent, dish detergent, all-purpose cleaner, and window cleaner. How does it work? The Eden Pure Household Cleaning Kit employs natural bioenzymes from fermented citrus fruits to digest tough stains like grease, food, dirt, and more. Rest assured your home is spotless, sweet-smelling, and safe from harmful toxins. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie to save $50 on the Eden Pure Household Cleaning Kit. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie to save $50. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
So you could argue SVB's nearly 40% rally this year is barely a drop in the bucket. And that's how I want you to think it. I think it's also a good example of why these bounce back moves might be far from over. These stocks could have more room to run.
You heard, that's Jim Cramer. He's never wrong. He went to Harvard, you know. They have room to run. When you're routed, you run, don't you? You're running the opposite direction. I'm just looking at the screen save from Jim Cramer. That was a month ago on Mad Money on CNBC. I think the fears are not justified. SVB is a very compelling situation. Yeah, it is a very compelling situation. Still cheap. Still cheap. The comeback, okay. 844-500-4242. He says it's the best buy since he told people to get into Bear Stearns in 2008. How'd that one work out for all your Mad Money viewers? Jim, Harvard. You can always tell a Harvard man, but you can't tell him much. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, with all this financial hubbub, how is it affecting SVB's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Yeah, is this in my ESG portfolio, Dennis? Can you check my mutual funds?
Howie, I have a little free verse poetry real quick. All the king's horses and all the king's men pushed Humpty Dumpty off that wall. Are you going to trust them to reassemble him?
Yeah. I know, exactly. So someone just texted me and said, just another day in Bidenville. That's what it is. Yeah, we've gone from, instead of Potterville now, it's Baileyville. 844-500-4242. Seriously, though, says 603, how does Jim Cramer still have a show? I know. It's 844-500-4242. Let's 508, send the illegals to Columbia. I'm sure the Ivy League will welcome them with open arms. Yeah, I mean, again, yeah, the Ivy League is pushing these things. Why are you going to send them out to, like, Binghamton, you know, to the state college there? When you can keep them in Morningside Heights, right in Manhattan, you know? And they can get one of those Ivy League diplomas that have gone to such really distinguished scholars as KJBP and Barack Obama, right? 844-500-4242.
Howie,
66. Yes.
Jim Cramer is also the one who said that Biden had the best economy ever. Remember when he was on his show and he was like cheering him on, saying this is the best economy we've ever had under Joe Biden?
Is this part of the best economy we've ever had, Grace?
I'm going to get you the sound cut because I remember people were like, what is this guy thinking? So clearly he hasn't wised up at all.
Yeah. What does he say tonight, I guess? And I'm told that this, you know, we're coming to the closing at 4 o'clock for the weekend, and people are saying that the market is just really going off a cliff because, I mean, people are concerned.
We have the strongest economy perhaps I have ever seen. See that number this morning, the unemployment number? It's the best in years. It's not best in 69. We have all spotted the endless help wanted signs, the housing and apartment shortages, the tremendous demand for goods and services, a marvel to behold. Oh, people are confident about their jobs. I say fantastic. And the ability to even get better ones if they want to. They're spending more than I've ever seen, but they're doing it with cash, not on credit. They're doing so.
The cash
in a
was printed
20
yesterday,
style.
Jim, in the basement of the Treasury. The ink is still wet on it. It's worth as much as Reichsmarks or whatever they called them in the Weimar Republic or whatever they called the currency in Zimbabwe when Mugabe was running the show or in Argentina when Perón was calling the shots. Does that ever occur to him? Why am I asking this question? I just lived in Harvard Square. I didn't go to Harvard. 844-500-4242. This bank failure is a drop in the bucket compared to the trillions the stock market has lost in the last 3 years. I know. I understand that. I mean, it's been a disaster. But this is just a canary in the coal mine. I mean, there's nothing like a bank run crystallize your thoughts about what's going on in the society. Rambo, we're out of time. We'll take some more calls when we come back. We're going to have Kevin Frisbee on with us and John from New York, who's going to be on as well this next hour. He gave us the tip yesterday about what was coming with Silicon Valley Bank, and we'll have him on this next hour as well. And we'll take your calls. We'd particularly like to hear from people who have money in SVB, formerly Boston Private Bank and Trust. 844-500-4242. I'm Howard Carr.